Good afternoon, and welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. I'm your host, Blair Boone-Magura. Thank you, member supporters. On today's Singing and Other Sins program, I'll present to you a recital that I attended in New York on May 20th, 2017, in Greenfield Hall at the Manhattan School of Music. The recital, sponsored by an organization I founded, the Art Song Preservation Society, was a part of a spring art song festival, which included masterclasses with prominent teachers and guest artists, community outreach performances, and of course, song recitals. This particular concert featured the 2016 winner of the Mary Truman Art Song Vocal Competition, French-American soprano Sandra Amaoui and pianist Thomas Morocco. This promising young artist, Sandra Amaoui, has an innate ability to capture her audience's attention. She was a finalist at the Met's National Council auditions and will join the Deutsche Oper Berlin this season to sing the roles of Pamina in Die Zauberflöte, Ninette in L'Amour des Trois Oranges, Annina in La Traviata, and the Contessa in Rigoletto, among other performances. A native of New York City, Amaoui was born to French parents, and she is fluent in English, French, Italian, and Spanish. Thomas Morocco is, of course, an established collaborative pianist who has partnered with many great singers like Ben Heppner, John Ayler, Maureen Forrester, Delora Zajic, Martina Arroyo, Arlene Auger, Denise Graves, and Sumi Joe, among others. Morocco joined other esteemed judges to select Sandra Amaoui as the winner of the Mary Truman Art Song Vocal Competition. In addition to Morocco, the panel of judges included Thomas Scrub, the author of Singing in French, A Manual of French Diction and French Vocal Repertoire, Corradina Caparello, a renowned Italian vocal coach from the Juilliard School, Mark Markham, the collaborative pianist to American soprano Jesse Norman for over 20 years, and Marnie Nixon, the golden voice of Hollywood, who is recognized as the singing voice for actresses Deborah Kerr in The King and I, Natalie Wood in West Side Story, Audrey Hepburn in My Fair Lady, and Marilyn Monroe in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. Sadly, this vocal competition and masterclass series was the last event that Marnie Nixon was to present. She passed away a few months later on July 24th, 2016, succumbing to breast cancer at the age of 86. The recital you're about to hear, presented by Amaoui and Morocco, is divided into two parts. The first half features Quatre Chansons de Jeunesse by Debussy and several Rachmaninoff songs, while the second half is a tribute to living American composer Ned Roram, who Time magazine hailed as the world's best art song composer. The Art Song Preservation Society was proud to dedicate a portion of our recital series to this innovative and prolific composer. Regrettably, Roram was unable to join that evening, but he sent a kind word of appreciation to the performers and the audience in attendance. Also in the second half of the program were songs by French composer Francis Poulenc, Trois Poèmes de Louise Lalanne, Trois Poèmes de Louise de Villemorin, and Métamorphose. As her encore, Amaoui ended the recital with a delightful rendition of Poulenc's Les Chemins de l'Amour, which in full disclosure, she so kindly dedicated to me and my husband, Anthony Magura, after learning backstage that it had been one of our wedding songs. Like the rest of the audience, we were captivated and connected emotionally to this very talented, rising young star.
Flacon sans plus attendre, et
I'd like to thank you for listening to today's special program featuring the charming and enchanting voice of French-American soprano Sandra Amaoui, along with the impressive virtuosity and superb technical skills of pianist Thomas Morocco. Join me again for a future Singing in Other Sins. I'm your host, Blair Boone Magura. Aloha.